Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
The check will be in the mail.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Well, Congress has approved a plan to rescue the economy, a stimulus package worth $168 billion. The president will sign it next week, so you can look for those rebate checks this spring, unless you're wealthy. But if you own an expensive home, this plan might help you refinance at a lower rate. Wall Street's been struggling to get a handle on our economic future. Yesterday, one Fed official said she wasn't confident about avoiding a recession. After a day of volatile trading, the Dow finished up 46 to 12,247. The S&P added 10. The Nasdaq was up 14 points. But Asian markets moved lower overnight. Another 5% drop in Hong Kong. Across Europe this morning, stocks have edged higher. Finance ministers from the G7 nations meet tomorrow in Tokyo. They'll be talking about threats to the global economy. But as Stephen Beard reports, there seems little chance of a coordinated plan to combat a worldwide slowdown.
As the G7 ministers get together, one of them is stressing their differences. UK finance chief Alistair Darling. He says economic conditions in the seven member countries are not the same. Therefore, they call for separate solutions. Steep cuts in interest rates and a stimulus package might be the right move in the US, he said, but not necessarily elsewhere. Guy Ryder is the head of an international labour union organisation. He says concerted global action is required.
It does look like the G7 finance ministers are going to fail in this crisis situation. And that's even though the International Monetary Fund, for example, is warning just how bad the situation is.
Last month, the IMF called for more rich countries to follow the US example and pump more public money into their economies. Britain, Germany and Japan rejected that call. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
On Monday, Mexican President Felipe Calderón arrives in the U.S. for his first presidential visit. During these 5 days, he'll tour Mexican communities in Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, and New York. Now, this trip won't, however, include a meeting with President Bush. Calderón is trying to chart a more independent course for the Mexican economy, especially since the U.S. may be headed toward recession. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
One school of economics, popular during the Great Depression, calls for spending money on public works during hard times. President Calderón seems to think hard times are on the way. He recently announced that his government has budgeted $25 billion to build highways, bridges, and other infrastructure projects. Calderón says he doesn't want Mexico to have to depend on the external motor of the U.S. economy. Enrique Bravo is a Mexico analyst at the Eurasia Group.
The fact that the government has announced counter-cyclical policies and initiatives already shows, you know, a certain degree of concern.
The concern is real. Mexico's central bank has cut projections for growth in 2008 by nearly a percentage point. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Sony BMG and Universal Music Group have been dreaming of an online service to rival iTunes. Their planning just got started, and now the Justice Department wants to know exactly what they're up to. Their plan was for a website called Total Music. You'd be able to access unlimited digital music for a period of time. Now, the cost of that service would be built into the price of a dedicated gadget for playing those downloads.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, recruiting runners who benefit from medical technology to run in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. More at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
The Berlin Film Festival opened yesterday. It got off to a rockin' start with a new documentary from Martin Scorsese on the Rolling Stones. Let's bring in Mike Spire of Variety. Mike, how does the Berlin Festival compare to Cannes?
The Berlin Film Festival has always been Cannes' younger brother. It's earlier in the year. It's not as internationally accepted as a stargazing place. But that's changing. People are showing up. Huge movies are going. The opening night film is Martin Scorsese's documentary on the Rolling Stones. You cannot get bigger than that. And all of a sudden, it's becoming a new can, and it's got people jazzed about the kind of titles out there.
So you would think that U.S. independent companies really look to Berlin to try to create a buzz.
Exactly. And now that there is a marketplace there, and you can buy and sell films, and there are films to be had, and there's star power that goes, you show up. Someone like Madonna showing up for her directorial debut, Filth and Wisdom. Someone like Julia Roberts, Scarlett Johansson. They're all going to the Berlin Film Festival because they have product there, and they get covered, and that's how a film festival grows.
What about entries from other countries, like India, for example?
Well, there's a movie called Om Shanti Om, which, again, the Indian market really has never been cracked in America. I mean, we've tried to talk about Bollywood, write about Bollywood, but it really never caught on. The rest of the world, and certainly film festivals, these are the perfect places for these kind of movies. And this film from India is the highest grossing film of all time there. It might not register with American audiences, but when you get an international festival and a big box office hit from another region, that just adds to the hype.
I know we got a big weekend. I want to segue here into the writers'
strike.
I know we got a big weekend coming up tomorrow. Writers on both coasts are going to get a chance to see what is the proposed contract. Any sense of how this is going to play out? Do we get a deal done maybe as soon as this weekend and maybe a back-to-work order on Monday?
It feels like that. It certainly, there's no reason to believe that you're going to have a bunch of writers saying we want to continue to be out of work. So if that's the case, it could be as soon as Monday when the Hollywood writers are back to work.
So TV is back into production and you get the Oscar show.
Not only that, but deals are fast and furious. Movies get put back into production that were on hold. And yes, like you said, the Oscars are back without any problems.
Mike Spire is executive editor at Variety here in L.A. Mike, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Likewise.
And you can give a listen to all the stories we're covering on the Morning Report podcast. It's available at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.